Thank you for being here. This is Hebrew Club. Coach Dr. Seleska is away, so he appointed me to lead us through the text. 2 Samuel 19:32 through 40, maybe 42, depends on the rate at which we go. But if you remember, this is David returning from the battle with Absalom, or his battle with the people that supported Absalom. And as he's crossing over the Jordan, people are meeting him. First, Shimei, the person who threw stones at David and his people, came up and met him, and David forgave him. Then Mephibosheth, who was deceived by his servant Ziba, came up and met him, pleaded his case. And now in verse 32, we have Barzillai, who's the third person who meets David as he's crossing over the Jordan. So we'll just pick it up at verse 32. Uvarzilai ha-giladi yarad me roglim va-ya-avor et ha-melek ha-yardain l'shalho et ba-yardain. All right, so, and form call perfect third masculine singular yarad to go down. So it's a place from Roglim, and he passed over. That's a call form from Avar, vav consecutive imperfect. He passed over with et, can either be the direct object mark. So if it's indicating a verb of motion, can have a sense of through, not just in or on. So any questions on that first verse, verse 32? Pretty straightforward. All right, verse 33. Uvarzilai zaken me'od ben shemonim shana vihu kilkal et ha-melek v'shiv Shivato b'machanaim ki ish gadol hu me'od. And Barzillai was very old, or old very, in the order of the Hebrew, was very old, a son of 80 years. Now they use that word son just as a person, an octogenarian basically. So an 80 of Kilkal. It's actually from Kul. So what's happening here is with PL forms, you usually have a doubling of the middle letter, but here with this hollow root, it can't. So it just doubles the entire word. So Kilkal is a pilpel, the technical word for it, of Kul. In Kul, in the call means contain, and in the PL it means to sustain. So he sustained the king in his sojourn. Shiva, right there, that word means sojourn. If you look at the textual apparatus 33a, it's they make it a verb from yashav. It's an infinitive construct from yashav, in his dwelling, or when he dwelt. And because, a causal key, ish gadol, a great man, or in what way was he great? He very. So man, great, he very, literally that order. But he was a very great man. Probably he was a wealthy man because he was able to sustain David and his army. So any questions on verse 33? Okay. Verse 34. Vayomer ha-melech el Barzillai, ata avor Iti v'kilkalti otka imadi birushalayim. And the king said to Barzillai, you cross over or pass over. That's a call imperative, masculine singular from avar. Cross over iti, with me. And I will sustain, so now that he has sustained him, I will sustain otka, I will sustain you with me, imadi. Usually im is with, but when you add a pronominal suffix on it, it can extend out to okay, any questions on 34? Okay. Vayomer. Shene hayai ki ele kama. Now that's a combination of two words. The k and the ma. According to what? According to what, or just simply what, yime, what are the days of the years of my life? So, what is my life, or how much time do I have left? Ki e'ele, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem. So, him being 80 years old, what's the real point in me changing the way I live right now? Okay, verse 36. Ben Shimonim Shana Anoki Hayom Ha'eda Ben Tov Lera Im Yitam Avdeka Et Asher Okal Ve Et Asher Eshte Im Eshma Od Bekol Sharim Ve Sharot Ve Lama Yehye avdeka od limasa el Adoni Hamelik. All right, so a son of 80 years. To this day. So presently I'm an 80-year-old. Ha eda. Why should or will I know? The hey interrogative on the beginning of the word yada in the imperfect, first common singular. Will I know, bane, between good and bad? If, im meaning if yit'am, if your servant, there's the subject is after it, evid, if your servant, imperfect from akal, first common singular. If I eat that which I drink, will I know if it's any good? If it tastes good or if it tastes bad? And then also, if I can hear or should I hear? Oh, yet the voice or the sound of sharim. That's a call participle from shir, to sing. Made substantized here, the sound of one singing, v'sharot, and that's just the feminine counterpart to the masculine participle. So will I still hear the sound of the singers and the woman singers, v'lama, and why will your servant be still, limasa? That's a burden or a look. The king. Okay, that was a little bit longer than previous verses. Any questions on that one?
Yeah. Well, did you Lara?
Right. Sometimes I don't know exactly. Lamed there. I'm guessing that it's distinguishing, you know, the two entities, all right, between good and between bad. I think there's another way that you can do that, and it's just repeat bane. So I guess this is just another common way of distinguishing between two separate entities. I don't know if you necessarily have to translate between this and this. Anything else? Okay, we'll continue on. Verse 37. Kimat Ya'avor Avdeka et Yigmileni Ha-Melech Ha-Gimula Ha-Zot. All right. This word at the beginning, Ba'at, a few, plus the preposition k, okay, according to a little, or in just a little, or just a little bit, or a little further, will pass over. Simple call, imperfect, third, masculine, singular, from avar again. This word keeps popping up. So a little further will your servant, there's the subject, Eved, your servant cross over the Jordan, Et HaMelech, why should the king, there's the subject, HaMelech, and then this verb, Gamal, call imperfect, third masculine singular, that means to repay, to recompense. Okay, so why should the king repay me, HaGimula HaZot, this recompense or this reward? So he's being very deferential, very humble, not thinking too much of his contribution to David and his army. Any questions on verse 37? Okay, verse 38. Yashav na avdeka v'amut be'iri im. Avdeka kimham ya'avor im adoni hamelech va'ase lo et asher lost my place. There he is. Okay, now this is do anybody know the root of that first verb right there? Shuv. Okay, it's not yashav, it's shuv. All right. Third masculine singular. May your servant, or let your servant return. Okay, let your servant return back to where he's been living. Ve'amut, and let me die, if it's a cohortative, or if it's just a simple indicative, and I will die, be'iri, in my city, im with, or it usually means with this word im, but it also can mean alongside, okay, next to the grave of my father, the imi, and my mother. And behold, or drawing attention to this situation, your servant, kimham, that's the name of the servant. So he's drawing attention to his servant. Your servant, kimham, will pass over. Once again, avar, call imperfect, will pass over with my lord the king. And now this is a imperative form of asa, masculine singular, and do to him that which, or the good which, is in your eyes. So that's a pretty common phrase in Hebrew, the good which is in your eyes. Any questions on verse 38? Okay, 39. Bayomer HaMelech Iti Ya'avor Kimham Va'ani E'ese Lo Et Hatov Be'eneka Ve'kol Asher Tivhar Alai E'ese Lak. Okay. Now the king said, with me, so he's fronting the direct object, or with me, he will pass over, Kimham will pass over with me, and I will do to him. Or you decide concerning me, I will do to you. So he's saying, okay, I will grant that wish, and whatever you want me to do to him, I will do to you. Bahar. These are pretty simple verbs here. Call imperfect, second person singular. Okay? And verse 40. Va ya'avor kol ha'am et ha'yardin v'hamelech avar v'yishak ha'melech le'barzilai v'yibarekelhu v'yashav lim komo. All right. Now the subject is right after the verb in typical Hebrew style. First the verb, then the subject. All and the king kissed. Anybody know the root of Vayishak? Nashak, right. It's a first niphol that's been assimilated there. Call, another third masculine singular. The king kissed Barzili, and but from Barak in the PL, you see the schwa underneath the performative, and he blessed him, and he returned to his place. Got a few more minutes so we can keep going. All right, verse 41. Va'yavor ha-melek ha-gilgala v'kimham avar imo v'kol am Yehuda v'eviru et ha-melek v'gam hatzi am Yisrael. All right, so the king Barzili sent along, and Kimham crossed over with him, and all the people of Judah, they passed over with the king, and also half of the people of Israel, Hatzi being half. Okay?
Ba'im el Hamelik, va'omeru el Hamelik. Ve'et beto et ha-yardin ve'kol anshe David imo.
And behold, drawing attention to the situation, all the people of Israel were coming out. Anybody know the form of that? It's called, but what form? Were coming out to the king, and they said to the king, Madua, why did they steal you away? Okay, that's a call from Ganav, third plural. Why did they steal you away? And who stole them away? The subject comes afterwards. Why did our brothers, and then an apposition, the men of Judah, steal you away? And they, now this form here is a hifil from Avar. And they brought you over, they caused you to pass over, caused to pass over the king and his house, caused them to cross over the Jordan, Ha-Yardin, and all the men of David with him. So they're asking the question why, which I don't exactly understand why they're asking this question in the first place. Why are the people of Judah crossing you over and not us, I guess? But we'll allow that. We'll allow Dr. Seleska to unravel that puzzle next week. Okay? Thank you very much.